This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. A podcast with me, James Welsh.
And me, Robert Welsh.
This is a podcast where we talk about all things influencer activities. Fun days out for influencers. skincare, beauty-related stuff, and just things that we've been loving. Robert,
yes, you're right? It's true. Yeah, you? How are you?
I'm just not feeling Halloween-y yet.
I'm not feeling Halloween-y.
Oh, but you know what? I don't think this sooner.
I wish we were more honest with each other.
Honest.
I feel like it will come at the end of a month. We have Halloween-y bits we're doing, you know?
Yeah, I actually felt
more Halloween-y in September when we did a lot of Halloween
filmed
content.
Even
though it was really hot still.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe because we like partly did Halloween and we kind of like in our working minds got Halloween out the way and done.
We outdid ourselves.
We outdid ourselves. But maybe hopefully the like maze things we're going to will get us back in spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a good Halloween haunted house.
Robert, quick question. Listen, we love candles, we love fragrances, we love wax melts.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
God, what's your favorite, like, what would you put on to get you in the Halloween-y mood?
You know what? I'm so surprised.
Why?
Because it's usually, like, a pumpkin candle.
Yeah, what is it, like,
pepper? Pepper on bread. No, there is only one Halloween candle, sorry, pumpkin candle, I should say, that I actually genuinely, it's like, okay, this is the season. And it's the ones you find in, here in the UK, HomeSense and TK Maxx, in America, TJ Maxx. It's the, what are they called? Oh, crap.
Peck sniffs?
No. Oh my God, I can't remember. Oh, how annoying for everyone.
What's it look like? Orange?
No, it's that one brand and it's the only candle brand. Oh, I have one right here. One second. Oh, please excuse me. Oh my God, I'm panicking now.
Please calm down. Don't panic.
Wait. One second. I need to know the name.
You don't know my name.
My name.
Oh my God, where is it? I don't know where it's gone.
Right, maybe you can find it later. We'll put it on the Instagram if you remember it. But, you know, you've made everyone feel even less Christmassy now, so well done. Halloween-y.
So, yeah, basically, it's this one brand that you can get from TK Maxx, HomeSense, and it's the only, they do like white pumpkin, it's called, and it's the only fragrance that fills the whole house and smells like Halloween and Yankee Candle. Actually, I haven't used a Yankee Candle in years.
A long time.
But
all about Yankee.
Yeah, they had a candle called Witch's Brew, and it came out on Halloween, and it reminds me of Halloween all the time.
Yeah.
And it was just the best smell. And I remember I used to burn them, but only halfway. And then I'll keep half of a candle for the year after. And then I'll have to go on eBay and find a Witch's Brew candle. Sand and Fog, that's the name of it.
Oh,
the brand.
Okay, yes.
Well, look out for it in TK Maxx, TJ Maxx, whatever country you're in. It's amazing.
Yeah.
How about you?
Do you know what? My one's not really Halloween-y related. It's like black cherry. Which is spicy cherry.
That's wrong. That's not the season at all.
Oh, sorry. I meant the smell of fake blood and plastic face is what I love. Are you happy now? Is that what you wanted to hear?
Mm-hmm. Cherries haven't got anything to do with Halloween.
No, Robert, listen. Black chilling. It's like this like spicy cherry and it's like fruity but spicy. And it's like halfway between Halloween and Christmas.
James, and it really you're doing Halloween all wrong. No, between Halloween and Christmas is like spiced orange and cinnamon, because you get those full.
Yeah, but I don't like the kind of like suffocating undertones that they tend to have. The very thick smells.
I love a suffocating undertone.
But more towards Christmas, but this is a lot lighter. It's almost like, what's the word? Not like linen-y, but it's that light. You know when you put like a linen candle and it kind of just, you get a hint of it through the house?
Yeah, it's like that.
And it's kind of feels like it's naturally in the air, which I really like. Towards Christmas, I will have like dry orange and cinnamon fog or whatever. I didn't mean like anything like really, really thick and heavy like that. I think it's because, like we said, we've done Halloween, so I'm now kind of in the in-between, I feel.
Yeah, well, here's what you do. That's why you do give yourself one smell over Halloween. You know, like the foodies, which I don't really like, but the copable foodie smells with a bit of a pumpkin. Then you leave like the cinnamon, like the spiced cinnamon towards the beginning of November, but the cleaner, the fresher ones, like sweater or whatever.
Then
at Christmas, then you go full in. Snow on cranberry, snow on cherries, snow on Christmas, peppermint
Christmas. Yeah. Oh, not peppermint candles make you feel sick.
Yeah, too much. Horrible.
Listen, question.
Mm.
Is there anything that you've been labbing?
Yeah, you know what? I was sitting down to film the other day, and I do this thing where I meant to get on working, but when the door goes, I run downstairs because I know it's a package for me.
For me, I do that too, yeah.
So I'm meant to be getting ready, and I come downstairs like, oh, just grabbing a drink. Oh, is this a package for me? When I'm meant to be working.
Yeah.
And this brow fixer, ultra lift brow balm from a brand called Sheen, S-H-E-E-N, not Sheen Clothing. It's a different brand.
I always thought it was their makeup or something.
Well, they do have their own makeup, but there's a different brand called Sheen, S-H-E-E-N. Mm. And they sent this incredible brow like balm. Loads of brands, every single brand ever is coming out with brow products at the moment. But this one, I just think now is like, I mean, I have loads that I really like, but this one has a little hole in the middle where you stick your spoolie in. You don't need to add water. You don't need to do anything like that. And it's like a solid, if gel was solid, but not quite completely firm, it's almost like if a jelly was solid. Do you know what I mean?
It's
really, really, really nice and holds really well. My eyebrows, really dark, really thick, just don't hold in place at all. And it has a really nice smell to it. Not that smell is important in your eyebrows, but you never know. Your eyebrows might stink and you never know.
Yeah, they might smell and no one's telling you.
Exactly. How about you, Gems? Anything you've been loving?
You know what? Actually, there's this product by a brand called Perito. Had a bit of a controversy earlier on in the year with their sunscreen that we were both using and loving, which they've now relaunched, and it feels exactly the same, just a little bit heavier.
Right.
But they sent me a moisturizer called the Oat In Calming
Cherries.
Gel
Cream. Oat In Cherries.
Snow on Cherries. Snow on Oats. Oat In Calming Gel Cream. And it's like a very, very light, almost like a thick serum texture that's got like oat in it, which is known for like calming and soothing, as well as panthenol, again, which is meant to be really calming and soothing. So, you know, I've had a bit of a stressful time. All good stress. Experimenting with a few different things. Like, I filmed a 5-minute craft video the other day and my skin just went crazy. Not 5-minute craft, TikTok video, which may as well be 5-minute craft.
Might as well, right? It really should.
So my skin's like kind of in recovery at the moment. I can still see a few dark marks and stuff, but that's been really soothing and calming. And it's just a really nice lightweight cream. I wouldn't say it was like a moisturizer. Rely on it as a moisturizer because it's so
lightweight. Does it have a smell to it? Does it have that oatmeal kind of smell?
No.
I love that though. There's like that fake oatmeal smell.
Do you know what it does? If you want it, is the St. Ives oatmeal scrub. You can use that if you like fake oatmeal smell.
You know what? I think I'm all right.
If you're going to come on here and talk about fake oatmeal smell and fake apricot smell, we've both been wrong today.
I love fake apricot smell.
Oh, you're this.
However, it's not seasonal, so I wouldn't talk about it right now.
You don't think it's summer?
I know my seasonal fruits, James. Cherries isn't one of them.
All right, I think we need to take a break from each other, so
Let's
I think it's time to take an advertisement break.
Break. Mm-hmm.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Robert, listen, speaking about seasonal changes and stuff, as much as we don't like to admit it, we are going into Christmas.
We are!
I love Christmas!
No, I love Christmas, but I do like to get Halloween out of the way. I do too, but
Halloween first, right?
Yeah.
And then bonfire night, kind of like spooky in between.
Right.
And I feel like this is a time of year where people do like to start saving a bit of money, but also along with that come all these new releases and Christmas box sets and all this kind of stuff. But one thing I think we don't take into consideration is how many products we already have that can double up as other products, or, you know, maybe products that we don't have that we can buy that can actually cover a whole range of different
things, absolutely.
You know? And we're not talking seven. Oh, there's a horse outside.
How is a horse outside? Oh, I forget we don't live in the same place anymore.
Yeah,
I
just looked outside. Yeah.
How is a horse?
I forgot what I was saying. Listen, we're not speaking 7-in-1 body wash. We're not speaking, you know,
toothpaste and eye wash.
We're not. We're not talking that, but we're talking about multifunctional products.
Yes.
You go first. You cover the makeup. I'll cover the skincare.
That's a good idea. I want to start with one which I've mentioned quite a few times on my channel, but I just really want to get the message out there. So you may have heard me talk about this a few times. If you are looking for, right, your perfect contour shade, okay, don't go out and buy loads of contour powders. People, you know, there's a lot of brands that advertise their bronzers as contour, and it doesn't quite hit the contour kind of shade. It's a bronzer at the end of the day. We don't contour with bronzer. We can shape and sculpt with a bronzer, but contour, we want it to be mimicking shadow. You know where you're going to find your perfect, and I'm clicking over here, your perfect contour shade is in your neutral eyeshadow palettes. Grab your eyeshadow palettes, right? Because a lot of the tones in your neutral eyeshadow palettes have this. Can you hear the snot gathering at the back of my nose?
No, but remind me to send you a video about emptying your snot passages.
Snot passages.
It from TikTok. Yeah, I'll send you a video.
So there's so many, almost like, I don't want to say ashy because we don't want to be ashy, but those grey undertones exist in your neutral eyeshadow palettes. So depending on your skin tone, more than likely, and maybe not, maybe go and find one, you have a favourite neutral eyeshadow palette where you just whack on some shades to deepen the socket, and, you know, these neutrals are suitable for your skin tone. Look in that palette and try out a few of the shades that you may not think about. Some of the pinker shades, for if you're extremely fair, some of the pinker shades do have this greyer undertone. The shades that you see in the palette don't necessarily always come out, you know, that shade. So try a few. You might find your perfect contour shade there. If you don't contour a lot, then that's a good way to get multi-use out of our eyeshadow palette. And if you're like me and buy like an eyeshadow palette a week, you can afford to get through those eyeshadow palettes quicker than normal. So that's my little tip there. If you want to contour, find neutral eyeshadows, because contour powders and bronzers, I have yet to find a really good contour powder that I like. Creams, there's loads of them, but powders, I'm a bit like, and it's like having that one shade and that one thing is a bit, it's, you know, having to having to carry that around. So yeah, contour, couture. Try, okay. You know, just literally go for it. Look at a shade and think, that's not going to be good, and then try it anyway. Because yeah. The shades I used to use to contour my nose when I used to want that, you know, very sleek, you know, like Michael Jackson nose I used to do to myself where I would turn it right up at the tip. Eyeshadow from eyeshadow palettes. That cool. Looked grey, but when I pop them on, perfect.
Perfect.
So a good neutral palette in a sense. Actually, if you go to Beauty Bay and buy their big neutral palettes, it has the lightest shade all the way down to the deepest. And it's like £20. For this massive 42 color palette, and it's one it's one of the best formulas I've ever used ever. So go for that one, and you have all this choice in there.
Okay, listen, I have one for you. Oil cleansers can do so many different things. I think people see oil cleansers. I mean, I know I used to as a first step in a double cleanse. You know, just to kind of melt down all that makeup and sunscreen, which it does do an amazing job at. Yeah.
Well, so I'm wondering where you're going to go with this.
Well, oil cleansers are just, first of all, an amazing cleanser in general. So you can use them as your everyday cleanser. You can use them twice for a double cleanse, because whilst they're going to take off your makeup and your sunscreen, all that kind of stuff, if you're a very oily person, for example, a good oil cleanser is gonna sweep away all that sweat and grime and nastiness without leaving you tight and dehydrated and dry. And if you have very dry skin, it's the same sense that even though you are adding water because you're using an oil, you're probably not going to be left as dry after, right?
Yeah,
but also what they are amazing at is working as a shaving oil. Have you ever used a shaving oil?
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. I've used a shaving oil before, but I never thought to use... I have so many oil cleansers, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I very rarely do like a wet shave, right?
But when talking men's facial hair or men's
legs,
beards.
We're armpits, talking body, any kind of facial hair, shave. Legs.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the thing, if you do have loads of oil cleansers, which they tend to come in like huge pump bottles, you can afford to kind of like use them on your body and stuff, and you're left feeling really smooth after. But what that does is add that kind of... So what I tend to do, say I'm shaving my neck, right? I will warm flannel, warm it all up, wash my face first, I tend to do. Then I'll put an oil where I want to shave, kind of massage that in a little bit, and then a little bit of cleansing like foam or gel over the top. Shaving gel or foam over the top. And what that does, the oil, is it kind of like allows for more like lubrication. So you're slipping around. I never got irritation. I never got ingrown hairs. Nothing.
So like
if
you want to do like a really quick, I'm in the shower or in the bath, I just really want to quickly shave my legs. That's a really good one to go for without getting that rough like aftershave feeling of, oh my God, every hair follicle is bleeding and swollen.
It now feels like, and your neck feels like Velcro, I mean, and it got to the point as well, this may not work for everyone, but it got to the point where I was just using that oil to shave.
Well, we have very thick, dark facial hair, so it's like quite... It can be quite tough to shave if you don't do it correctly. It can be quite sore afterwards. So I think if it's going to work for us, it would work for the majority of people.
Yeah, I think as long as you prep your skin and your hair properly before by warming it up and making sure it's all nice and soft, then I think you're going to be fine. I mean, people obviously do it on their faces as well for like dermaplaning. I never know how to say it properly. Shaving your face with a single blade. And it works well because it allows that slip and there's so much less irritation. So that is one of my favorite things to do because I'm not a huge oil person, but I've got so many and I get sent so many. I'm a cleansing balm type of person. So there has to be a way to use them up, and that's how I would use them.
Exactly. That is such a good idea.
So the best cleansing oils that I like, there's one from Make, which is their pre-cleanse fluid. If you're in the US, you can
get that.
It's so good. So I use that one because I can use that everywhere. I use that for everything. The same with the Wish Trend. Their site broke and I can't remember it, but it's like the black rice oil. Can't remember the exact name. Is so good. And like a little bit of that just seems to spread so evenly and it goes such a long way.
Listen, I want to stick then on shaving oils and oils in general. And I want to talk about beard balms or beard oils. I actually learned this from... I was doing a reaction video to Adam Lambert, you know, the singer.
Adam Lambert.
He was on, I think he was on American Idol.
For some reason, right?
Yes. Well, he has an incredible voice and he made Cher cry that one time. So I was watching his reaction video, and being somebody with facial hair, but also... if you have a hairline, you know, and you have darker hair, eyebrows, or even lighter hair, eyebrows, eyelashes, he did the most genius thing, and I never thought about this before. He was like, when I get makeup in my hairline or in my beard, I usually go over with micellar water or a wipe or that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, that's a bit much, you know. But he was like, I found the best thing to do is to put a tiny bit of beard oil on the palm of your hands and just gently wipe over the beard and the hairline, because it's not overly greasy. It's not going to wet everything, but oil breaks down makeup. So it just gently wipes away the product. I was like, that is such a good idea. The only thing, the only time you have to be careful with this is, say you've done your eyebrows and you want to go over.
Yeah.
You might run the risk of taking away makeup, but then you do as well with micellar water or white.
You just have to be careful,
You just have to be super careful with the tiny, tiny amounts you use. But I thought that was such an incredible idea. But then you can do the same things with, like, you know, lip oils and things like that. So you get, I get foundation on my lips a lot before I put on colour, and I hate having to wipe away all the time with a cleanser or micellar. Like, it dries everything out. So I thought that was such an ingenious idea. There's a brand here called... Of course I would forget.
Do you have it laying in your makeup room that you can go and swear in for a bit while you try and find it?
I heard you trying to find that candle.
No, I actually just ran out, but it was the it was pepper and cherries.
Is that actually? It's the smell. No.
So there is a brand here in the UK called the Brighton Beard Company. And they make, I remember I used one of their beard oils ages ago. And I know it's beard, but we're not just talking beard here. We're talking everything else.
Beard oils are just an oil. Yeah. Sometimes they put a musky scent in it, right?
Right. Well, I don't like musky. I hate man smells. And I said once before, men's fragrances remind me of... someone's gone for a poo, and then they've put loads of copper in the room and then tried to cover it up with deodorant.
To cover it up with deodorant,
and that to me are the undertones of men's
locker room poo. Yeah.
Locker room, copper and poo. But they do this beard oil, and the smell is lime and basil.
Oh,
and
nice.
It is the most incredible... I actually need to order some more. It's the most... let me do that now. Well, not now. I'll have a website up. It's the most incredible smell. They ship worldwide. That fragrance is so, so nice. The lime and basil. One of my favies.
Good. Nice.
But you can buy beard oils in, like, male, in quotes, grooming sections.
Bulldog skincare here in the UK. Yeah. I think they're in Target in America. Do a really good beard oil that doesn't... Right, it's not scented. It's not. It's just a nice oil.
Yeah.
Let's talk about language in skincare, because I feel like... whilst I used to be a very firm believer 2 years ago in your toner, essence, serum were all separate stages, they are and they should be. Nowadays, companies for some reason seem to be blurring the lines of, like, what each one of those are. So
yeah, they do, right? Because it's kind of like people are getting a little bit more, well, were a little bit more educated. Now it's all kind of died down a little bit. But everyone's like, yes, essences and serums, you know?
Yeah, and I think it's where, like, Eastern, like, skincare, like, practices and kind of, like, ingredients and all that kind of stuff has kind of, like, made its way into over here in the West. And absolutely. I think the West are kind of getting confused about what to do. So, for example...
you know, can I just say, a lot of brands did jump on these things, and it was, like, a lot of time it was like, you know, you've done this poorly and terribly. It felt more like a gimmick rather than a genuine care for the customer's skin.
Yeah, Well, that's it. It kind of works in our favor sometimes, though, because a lot of brands are now doing toners and essences that wouldn't have really done it here in the UK. But when we look at K-beauty as well, the lines are now starting to blur there as well. So you're getting toners with fermented ingredients in, and it's like, well, that's an essence. Do you know what I mean?
or like a strong
amount of vitamin C. So look for... If you want to save some money, if you're in a rush, if you want to look through your skincare collection, see what you've got... the key steps of a toner is hydration. The key steps of an essence is brightening and evening. And the key step of a serum is some kind of potent ingredient, right? I guarantee if you go and look at your essences and toners, you will find that a lot of them have a kind of hydrating factor to it, an essence-y factor, you know, like I said, and then a active. So I guarantee if you go and look at your skincare, you'll have what isn't supposed to be a hybrid, but a single product you can use that in the morning, if you're in a rush or if you want to save some money and just buy that for a couple of months in the future, you have a product that's going to fit all those things. For example,
Cherry.
One of my go-to essences, one of my go-to skincare steps as well when I'm in a rush is the Neogen Microferment Essence, because you've got your hydration in there. It's very, very hydrating. You've got your fermented ingredients, so you've got your essence-y step, and then you have a really good percentage of niacinamide. So it's kind of like when I would use a niacinamide serum in the morning, you know, that would be my serum. So within that one product, I've got all my steps. So you don't need these three individual steps in the middle of your routine. It's fun, you know, if you have a very specific need for your skin.
Yeah, and some people like that routine, right? Building up and...
Right, and you could do that in the evening, but to save yourself money and to kind of like make the most of your products, you can literally just use modern day essences, a modern day toner with an active, and you'll be absolutely fine in that medium there. Obviously, things like anti-aging, things like retinol, you definitely need a standalone one. It's not quite the same thing, but... As much as I don't like to admit it, brands are blurring those lines, so you can get what is essentially a 3-in-1 pretty much everywhere nowadays.
Yeah, they are. I think that happened a lot with, obviously not with brands like the Inculus or Ordinary, about very much keep everything separate, but there are brands that are trying to be more customer friendly. In quotes, I think it almost became too much for everyone, like these percentages and these things, it became too much. So I think by them putting it in one product, it does make a little bit more sense. So I want to talk about this is actually a very specific product, and it's a cheek tint and oil and gloss kind of all together, and it's for the lips as well. So I said cheek and tint. Cheek tint, but it's for the eyes, lips and cheeks. And this is the It's Complicated Lip Tint, and this is from Umma Beauty by Sharon C, which is like a subcategory of Umma Beauty. And this is their more like vegan everything kind of brand. But this tint in particular, because I do find that some people, when you use like a gloss or a tint on the eyelid, they can be quite uncomfortable. And same with the cheeks, can be a little bit sticky. But this one in particular left almost like a stain on the skin. In a nice way. Not like, oh my God, it stained my skin. In a nice way where it left this kind of colour behind. And I feel like we're getting into that season now. Little baby.
Sorry, that was Brie. Brie, I'm recording.
How would you like to record? Okay. No, actually, Brie, you do it.
Yeah, actually, Brie, you know what? Put these headphones on.
You know what? You finish it up if you think you're so clever. And I think once we go past Halloween and everyone like, and actually before and just after, that monochromatic look really comes into season, where it's like you want your eyes and your lips and your cheeks to kind of be doing the same tones. So I think this product in particular is a really, really good example of that. You can go ahead and use things like matte lipsticks, but the tones can sometimes be a little bit red around the eye, or it can have an undertone of red. So what might look like brown on your lips, for example, when you go and put it in your eye, has that undertone of red, and it actually just looks like, you know, a bit red. Whereas these products, because it left that tint of color and that subtlety of color, was a really nice tint. I really, really like those. And there's a few different, there's like browns and reds and everything like that. So it's a nice kind of tint wardrobe you can have all together. Nice.
I always wonder if those, is that purposely like a multi-tint product?
It is, yes, yeah. Oh, okay. So it's actually formulated so it works good. Well. Yeah. Some aren't. Some are terrible. Some are like just glosses that they're like, use it on your eyes.
Right, yeah.
Can you get on,
see how it goes.
Can.
Yeah.
You can. Is it, can you put a chair on your head? You can, you know, if you want to. Someone can still sit on it. Like, but these are like formulated a little bit more so they sit better.
I have two more real quick ones. One's just a lesson to drive home: sunscreen. There's no point buying. It is your moisture retaining, hydration retaining, anti-aging product. If you're going to spend money on an anti-aging product, it should be sunscreen.
Yeah.
Hydration, moisturizing, retinol, and sunscreen. One thing I love to do, Bishop's taken Bree's pumpkin spice latte toy and she's furious.
Oh, that's not nice.
Oh, it's not nice.
You're living with a bully.
I am. He's just laying there with it as well. Listen.
Winnie does that all the time. She'll be playing with it. They have like these skeleton gingerbread men.
Yeah.
And she sits down with it and starts to like lick it. And then Frankie will just come and take it.
Yeah. It's so rude.
It's so rude.
Right. AHAs as deodorant. I've talked about this so many times. So alpha hydroxy acid exfoliating toners as deodorant, not BHAs, not salicylic acid, but AHAs in particular, because, and you're actually going to see them a lot more in deodorants nowadays.
In deodorant?
In deodorants, yeah. So AHAs as a deodorant. I get so much PR, obviously I order stuff all the time, and it's not possible for me or my skin to use this many exfoliants on my skin. So you can use them all over your body, but AHAs in particular, actually not destroy, but kind of like stop the odor causing bacteria under your armpits whilst whilst lowering your skin's pH, so that kind of bacteria can't basically live under your I don't know the technical words. It stops that odor causing bacteria.
I've been using that zit sticker sent us both. I actually think I still have your package
the
here
body
do
wash.
I still have it?
Well, they sent
the body wash
anyway.
And the exfoliator is incredible. It is so good. I really like it, just the way it feels. And my armpits are really fresh, and I was like, oh my god, and it has AHA BHAs in.
Yeah, so that
I've been
using
it for about 2-3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like to use the Inculus PHA is also good for my armpits. I find that also does a similar job. But of course, you can use exfoliants all over your body, especially in the back of the arms, your kneecaps, all that kind of stuff. But AHAs work so well as deodorant.
Armpits can be quite sensitive though. So what, every day, every other day? Obviously not when you just shave your armpits.
I do it every day. Yeah, don't shave your armpits and use that.
And in what step?
When you use your deodorant, so I would shower, dry myself. Your skin has to be dry. Then you put the deodorant on, just put the AHA on, just wipe over, let it dry naturally whilst you do the rest of your whatever. But I find
crazy.
I can use it every day and it's not irritating. AHA doesn't penetrate as much as a BHA, so some people tend to find it less irritating as well. So,
right. Yeah,
especially PHAs, they work slower than AHAs. So,
can I just say that if you suffer from eczema or psoriasis, I'm sure you're aware, but be careful with AHAs, BHAs, because my partner does, and oh my god, AHAs on his skin is a disaster, is an absolute fucking. Yeah.
Any actives, you're going to have to watch out. Yeah. Because it's technically broken skin, right? Which I wouldn't use.
It's the lipid barrier. There's no lipid barrier. Or it's broken. The lipid barrier is damaged.
Right. So you don't want to be using stuff
skin.
That. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So of course, you don't want to be then destroying it by using AHA over something.
Right. But yeah. It's not worth it just to smell fresh.
It's not worth it just to smell fresh. Put some purpura under your armpits. Put wax melt under your armpits.
Put a bag, of wax melts. Oh, that would be good.
Let's try it for a day.
Let's try it. You put some cherry smells under there, and I'll try pumpkin. I'll see if it works.
Yeah, good idea. Well, there we go. There's my tub.
Listen. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're doing this one.
Oh, are we done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay. There we go. There's a few little multi-use, money-saving. I guess like eco-friendly. Like, are we eco-friendly now?
Yeah, we're eco-friendly now. You know what I just thought in my head, which is a really good thing at this time of year, is buying those advent calendars. Like, look the Christmas, the Cult Beauty one is incredible.
I'm not being listen, we got it gifted, but gifted doesn't mean we ever have to talk about it.
Right.
And usually
when
we get sent advent calendars, I'm like, oh, okay. But I was opening these drawers, and in one drawer there was like 5 different products.
And
I was like,
is
this
a candle?
There's a candle
for your armpits.
You have to use this. This is the Jordan Samuel Skin Hydrate the Mist. It's so good. It's one of my favorite mists. And it's a
full size. Oh my god, I've seen that in your house. I didn't know about it, wasn't it? They so advent calendars put all these products in there for a really discounted price, so they seem steep to begin with, but if you're getting the full size versions of some products and some advent calendars, you're gonna have all this stuff, and you can go on a website and see spoilers of what's in there, so you can be like, no, I don't really want that, or you can do a QVC and be like, oh, I'll group those together and give them to my mum, you know.
Yeah, like the Cult Beauty one's quite good for skincare because there's some makeup, but it's nothing like I could put them in stockings, you know. There's nothing you know. Anyway, there we go. Let us know your tips. What is this? What are we doing? Money saving
multi-use.
Tips?
Multi-use. What are your multi-use products? Is this like you might think is a little bit strange? We've seen everyone online using lubricant as makeup primer.
Again.
Is that something you do? I don't do it. Listen, it's fine, but it's just a little bit too slippery to prime your face. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, like, I mean, it's not going to harm you, but it's just slippery as well.
It's stupid.
Stupid. But let us know yours.
Yeah, you can go over to our Instagram at the double at double cleanse or at the double cleanse.
The double cleanse podcast.
At the double cleanse podcast, where you can see our favorites. Actually, and some of the products we'll post that we spoke about today.
Yeah, why not?
Leave your multi-use tips and products in the comments over there, and you can follow us there.
Follow us there. Why not?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
And listen, we're back from November. We are back every week, so every Wednesday you'll be able to see us. No, you can't.
No, you
hear
can't.
Us. Lies Liar. From the get-go.
Yeah.
Lies but from the yeah, very we'll be beginning. Back every week for you. Shorter episodes, but it means we can give you this.
Yeah, this year we're doing this. But
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so okay, bye.
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 Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.